Hello, everyone. It's Bill Thompson, T-Bill, and welcome to Plain Market Talk, where I will provide a straightforward interpretation and analysis of current market news based on my background as a retired Wall Street stockbroker with almost 50 years of experience. And I will also provide business lessons to help you become much more successful with your personal finance, trading, and investments. So let's get started. Hey everyone, it's Bill Thompson, T-Bill. Welcome to Plain Market Talk. Today is Wednesday, June 14, 2023. Okay, it's 10:44 in the morning Eastern Time. Markets are flat. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.43%. S&P 500 up 0.28%. NASDAQ Composite up 0.43%. Yeah, we got the big Federal Reserve statement coming out today, 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Markets in a holding pattern, waiting for that. The expectation is the Federal Reserve will be announcing that they are keeping interest rates right where they are. It'll be a big surprise to the market if they do raise rates again or even conceivably lower them. But the expectation is the Federal Reserve is going to leave things where they are. So today is day two of their Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Also, after the policy statement at 2 o'clock, we've got Fed Chairman Jerome Powell will be doing a press conference. The anticipation is he'll probably say interest rates will remain where they are for now, but the possibility Fed could raise them in the future. What the Federal Reserve has been doing with raising the interest rates, trying to slow the economy down, trying to battle inflation. And we had two big inflation reports come out yesterday and today, and they do both show inflation is coming down. The Consumer Price Index report came out yesterday. It is showing that inflation is now running at an annualized rate of 4.0%, less than half of the over 9% we had last year. The anticipation was it would come out at 4.1%, came in at 4.0%. Then today we had the Producer Price Index. That looks at things from the seller standpoint, Consumer Price Index, the buyer standpoint. That number is much lower than the Consumer Price Index, but it came in as expected at an annualized rate 1.1%, 11 straight month it has gone down. So we've got that news. But yeah, the market's in a holding pattern anyway, just based on the time of year. Second half of June, we tend to see the markets not as much going on. A couple of reasons. One is schools are getting out in New York right about now. A lot of traders start taking vacations. But the other is we're not quite into earnings season yet. We got the second quarter. It'll be ending on June 30. It's still a couple of weeks away. And then starting about the second week in July, we'll have the earnings coming out. So market is waiting on that. Okay, we got the Flash movie coming out tomorrow night, Thursday evening. It's a surprise to a lot of people. The movie even came out. I don't know if you're familiar with this. Warner Brothers has had massive issues with this movie over the years. It's been delayed for years. Then they had the personal issues with the star Ezra Miller. There was some talk for a while that the movie was just going to be canceled. But it is coming. And I've actually know two people that have seen it through fan previews. They both said it's actually very good. And the critics like it also. So surprisingly, it's coming out better than many people thought it would be. So the anticipation is that it probably will do around $75 to $85 million opening weekend. So we'll see. We'll see. And we'll see if it has staying power also. So we got that coming out over there from Warner's. So keep an eye on for that. Okay. So a few other things. And then what I want to do today is talk briefly about a brief overview of agency bonds. And then I'll get into more detail at the next session. And another thing today I want to talk about is something I've talked about before, measures of wealth. I just saw that Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank in a recent interview was basically saying the articles on CNBC.com, if you want to see it, talk about how financial wealth does not make you happy. And that is true. The reason financial wealth is just one measure of wealth. So I've talked about measures of wealth on previous sessions, but it was a long time ago. And I know we have a lot of new listeners since then, which I definitely appreciate. And so I'll cover it again today. Besides that, though, not too much going on. It's actually kind of slow out there, which we have on occasion. Okay, so government agency bonds. All right, so previously I've talked about treasury bonds. These are loans to the U.S. government, And the risk of default is considered zero because the government can print money to pay them back. Bonds that mature in less than a year are called treasury bills. That's where I got my nickname in the brokerage industry, treasury bill, T-bill, Bill Thompson. Anyway, if they mature in 1 to 10 years, they're called treasury notes. And if they mature in more than 10 years, they are called treasury bonds. Okay. We also have what are called federal agency or agency bonds. Now, what these are, government agency bonds, these are bonds that don't have the 100% guarantee from the U.S. government they'll be paid, but they have more or less a guarantee or an implied guarantee, and they pay a little bit more interest than treasury bonds. All right. So basically, these fall into two categories. We have first what are called federal government agency bonds. All right, so federal government agency bonds. And then we have government-sponsored enterprise bonds, also called GSEs, or government-sponsored enterprise. All right, the federal government agency bonds are basically, they have the backing of the U.S. government. The government is more or less guaranteed they will be paid, but there are some scenarios where the government, being Congress, could withdraw the guarantees, which they cannot with the treasury bonds. They do not have, it's part of the Constitution. So anyway, but the agency bonds, yeah, they have pretty much guarantee backing by the U.S. government they will be paid. All right, so one of the best known are known as Ginnie Mae's, and I'll talk about those more in the next session. What they are, it's Government National Mortgage Association. Ginnie Mae's just the nickname. Government National Mortgage Association, the initials are GNMA. And what they are, they're backed by mortgages, mortgage pass-through securities. Again, I'll talk about them more in the next session. But also under federal government agency bonds, so it's Ginnie Mae's, we have Federal Housing Administration bonds, FHA, and Small Business Administration bonds, SBA. All right, so these are all considered to have the guarantee by the U.S. government that if whoever borrowed the money doesn't pay, then what would happen is the government makes sure these you would get your money back. One thing about Ginnie Mae's, I'll talk about it more next time. What they are, they're a pooling of mortgages that have been put together, and then they're sold in increments. They are expensive. They're $25,000 to buy one. And each month, what you are getting back as the when somebody pays a mortgage, like any loan, you're paying principal and interest. So each month, what you're getting with a Ginnie Mae is you're getting part of your $25,000 back plus interest. But again, I'll talk about those more in the next session, federal government agency bonds. We also then have government-sponsored enterprise bonds. Now, what these are things like you may or may not have heard these terms. We have what are called Fannie Mae's, that stands for Federal National Mortgage Association, Freddie Mac's, Federal Home Loan Mortgage Association, Federal Farm Credit Banks Funding Corporation. I don't think that one even has a nickname. It's so long. And also what are called Federal Home Loan Bank Bonds. All right. So what these are not government agencies. They're private companies, and they serve a public purpose. And they are supported by the U.S. federal government. They're subject to government oversight, and it is considered they have the implied backing of the United States Congress that the money would be paid back even if, whoever the money was lent to does not pay. So anyway, again, on the next session, I'll specifically talk more about Ginnie Mae's versus Fannie Mae's versus Freddie Mac's, because those are the ones you hear the most about. So again, the two categories, federal government agency bonds considered to have the guarantee of the U.S. government, they'll be paid back. And then we have the government-sponsored enterprise bonds, not a specific guarantee, an implied guarantee, but they pay higher interest. All right. Measures of wealth. Yeah, so Barbara Kukoran over at Shark Tank, she was saying she's been rich and she's been poor, and being rich does not especially buy happiness. All right. One reason is that there's multiple measures of wealth, being rich. All right, so first of all, let's talk about financial wealth. Imagine I have a couple here in Florida. We have a couple here in Florida. Married couple, 75 years old, or each 75, and they have a combined income of $45,000 a year. Are they financially rich? Well, many people would say no, but the answer is actually, of course, they could be rich in other ways, though, but the right answer is actually, well, we need more information. All right, so here's their situation. They have a combined income of $45,000 a year. They have $11 million at a brokerage account. They have three homes fully paid for, two cars fully paid for. They have the highest credit score a person can have. A lot of people think it's 850. It's actually zero. You haven't borrowed in so long, you don't have a credit score. No, they are financially rich. They are financially rich. And what they do is they live off of $45,000 a year in tax-free interest from their municipal bonds, which I'll talk about on an upcoming session. No, they are rich, financially rich, because they have a high net worth. See, so we also have to look not just at income, but another financial measure is net worth. Net worth is the value of everything you own, assets, minus what you owe, liabilities. The difference is net worth, also known as equity. As I've talked about on previous sessions, the reason we use the word equity, go back 2,000 years to the old Roman Empire. One way they measured wealth in the old Roman Empire is how many horses you own. And the Latin word for horse is equus, E-Q-U-U-S. One derivation of equus became equine or equestrian center. The other became the word equity. All right, so they have a high net worth. But you know, so a person can obviously have a high income and not be in a good financial situation if they're drowning in debt. They've got a negative net worth, see? So we look at income. We also look at net worth as measures of financial wealth. But you know, somebody could have a high net worth and still not be in a good financial situation. This is more rare, but it can happen. Here's the example. You have an individual who owns 10 vacation homes here in Central Florida. They rent them out to tourists. Each one is worth $400,000. They are fully paid for, so their net worth in those 10 homes is $4 million. This person does not work. Their only source of income is renting out those vacation homes. But then COVID hit, we have a complete shutdown of the tourism industry, nobody's here, and they are all 10 vacation homes are sitting empty. This is a person with a $4 million net worth cannot pay their monthly bills. So we also have, they have no cash flow. See, so that's a third measure of wealth is cash flow. Now, this person has more options, though. They could, you know, get a loan out against the value of those homes, but those loans don't happen overnight. But yeah, we look at cash flow also, how much actual cash is coming in. That's a problem sometimes for businesses. They billed everybody like a dental practice or something, but the insurance companies haven't paid yet, and then the dental practice has trouble perhaps meeting payroll, see? So we look at it three ways for an individual. We look at income, net worth. We also look at cash flow. Those are the same three ways we evaluate a company's financials. That's why we have three financial statements. Income statement measures profit or loss. Balance sheet measures net worth. And cash flow statement measures actual cash moving in and out of a company. Which is not the same as profit, by the way. Company could be borrowing money. Anyway, I'll talk about those financial statements another day. But financial wealth is a measure of wealth, though. And so our couple I just mentioned here in Florida, yeah, they're financially wealthy, a very high net worth. Okay. But what is a second measure of wealth? Why do we sometimes have situations where people have achieved great financial wealth and they're still not happy? That's what Barbara Concord's talking about in the article. Well, there are other measures of wealth, three others. One would be living into old age and good health. That's a measure of wealth. Living into old age by itself is a measure of wealth, something that many people are not able to obviously achieve, but just living into old age is a measure of wealth. But living into old age and good health, that is definitely a measure of wealth. You know, Steve Jobs, God rest his soul, he died at the age of 56 from pancreatic cancer, had a $7.5 billion net worth. I'm sure he would have given all that money away to have good health and to live into old age. But yeah, living into old age and good health is another measure of wealth. A third measure of wealth is being well-respected by people that you respect. Not like I have a nephew, sometimes goes around, Uncle Bill, I demand respect. I'm saying, you earn respect. You aren't demanding respect. But anyway, but no, being well-respected by people that you respect, that is another measure of wealth. A fourth measure of wealth, it's sometimes called self-actualization, but what it is, it's to be happy and satisfied with who you are and what you have. every person is obviously different. Even identical twins have been found to be different in many ways. But the idea is you're happy with who you are and what you have. Now, that doesn't mean you're not always trying to improve yourself or perhaps trying to acquire, you know, more wealth and more things. That's not saying that, but you're not like obsessed with chasing after things or being, you know, looking at what everybody else is. But that's another measure of wealth. You know, be happy with who you are and what you have. So there's four basic measures of wealth. Financial wealth, living into old age in good health, being well respected by those that you respect, and be happy with who you are and what you have. So, you know, which of the four is it best to have? Well, actually all four. I was asked once, you know, by somebody said, Bill, is it better generally to be happy and poor, miserable and rich? It's better to be happy and rich. You can actually have both. So the idea is trying to go for all four of them. But anyway, well, what Barbara Corcoran says in the article, she said she's been poor, she's been rich. She said it's better to be in the middle because sometimes she said when you're extremely rich, what happens is, people like that are always trying to get more, more, more. That's their focus. And also, when you're extremely financially rich, there are relationship issues you have to deal with sometimes. People always come into you for money and just all kinds of stuff. Another day, I'll talk about an upcoming session soon. I'll talk about how we used to handle lottery winners. And there's you hear about all the horror stories of lottery winners, but actually, there's ways to properly do it. So, but anyway, we'll talk about that stuff going forward. All right, so we're going to wrap things up for today. But on the next session, I'm going to talk about more about Ginnie Mae's, Fannie Mae's, and Freddie Mac's. What are those and what are the differences? Then I'm going to move on to municipal bonds next. Loans to city or state governments, where for the most part, the interest is free from federal income taxes. Okay, hope everyone's doing well. Again, Bill Thompson, T-Bell. Talk to you again soon. Take care. See ya.